campuses and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Hello, everybody. This is January 26th, 2014, and this is the third hour of Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. On the tail end of the second hour, I was talking about, excuse me, on Davos and Switzerland and their process of it, and they have the sneaky part of October of this year, where they say that'll be the last quantitative easing purchases of the bonds. Of course, they're going to have $85 billion. You know, I think it's 50, but I have a feeling from the way they're attaching the carbon footprint into the electronic medical record as another control system. Remember, they want to have the theme of the meeting was reshaping the world, and that includes the depopulation of the world. We have Holly from West Virginia. I hope I have the name right. Holly, are you there? Is Holly there?
Holly without the H.
Oh, Holly. Okay.
Holly, by golly.
Hi.
Anyway, I've listened to you for a good long while, and I try to hear just about every word you have to say. I have tremendous respect for your opinions and intellect and background. I recently have started taking organic sulfur, and I would like to know what you know about it. I have been through, I'm a professional nurse, or I was a professional nurse before I retired. I've been into teaching, I've done graduate work, and I've done my homework and my library work, but I never heard of a deficiency in sulfur. And a Dr. Stump that I listen to frequently, he says that since 1954, with the use of commercial fertilizers on our land, that has removed the minerals and sulfur from our diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have started taking organic sulfur that I purchased from the American Voice radio, and I'm curious about what you know about it.
It's been highly researched over the years. That's probably one of the elements that has been as highly researched as fluoride. And, of course, fluoride has always been a determinant as being a poison, which it is, but the Department of Defense always has a real-world caveat to the defense budget every year on the use of a non-liability for fluoride poisoning, because they use fluoride and fluorosulfuroacetate for making defense products.
Well,
now on sulfur, they have the process of there are three elements that are on that Department of Defense list. one is sulfur. The other is arsenic, and the other is titanium. And, of course, the government wants to keep a firm hand on not being liable for the deaths that may result, you know, from these compounds being mixed with something else. So you take and you look at the metabolite that's coming in from what sulfur is. In your research, you probably came across this. The body metabolizes the formation out of the sulfur based upon a different immune response concept. And I've always felt that sulfur was needed in the body for really a different reason. The fertilizer concept and taking elements out of the soil is quite profound and quite detrimental. In fact, there are parts of the United States that are sterile, of which there is no way that farming will ever come back again. And, of course, the concept of the sulfur is needed for the human body to do what's called a reverse metabolism to affect. And, by the way, I was wanting to cover pancreatic cancer today because of the new biomarkers, the mRNA biomarkers, for pancreatic screening, because 75 people die in 2 years with pancreatic cancer today because you can't even come past it. One of the elements is missing, and that is sulfur. So you're bringing up the question that's leading into where I wanted to go. No, I think it's important. I do have a problem with dosage. On the farm, most farmers give their processes, their sulfur compounds for healing, particularly for horses, and it's been used for years and years and years. It goes all the way back, I think, to the Bible, actually. So, but when you ingest sulfur, you're dealing with a different metabolistic system where you have to watch the dosage. You really do.
They recommend a teaspoon per 100 pounds of your body weight twice daily.
Yeah.
And,
They say
that it carries oxygen to all your cells,
mm-hmm.
and it combines, because it's very reactive, it combines with heavy metals and with the radiation and forms sulfides, sulfates, and such.
Mm-hmm.
It carries them out of your body.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I started taking it. I feel good. I feel marvelous.
Yeah.
I have more energy.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I've had some SARS this year. And
you know what I'd recommend to you based on anything? Because those dosages are based on 2.2 pounds of them on the kilogram weight. So what I would do, not knowing your blood work, or the rest of it and all thing, I would recommend, and I always have with this with sulfur, is every other day, because to take it, because it doesn't have the it has an accumulative effect But the process is that you, semantically to explain it this way, it needs time to transfer the oxygen to the right organ.
Uh-huh.
You follow that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and so that's why I would recommend every other day to take it. And another thing, make sure that you get it from a pure source.
Well, this is the pure source that I know of. How can we really know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's what I got into the last hour, yeah. Listen, Ollie, thank you for listening. And please call again, because I want to talk a little bit more about something else that has to do with SOFA.
Okay, I'll listen in. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Oh, thank you very much for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways, and we're on air. And I believe we have John Stadtmiller, the top dog at RBN, the one who runs things. Are you there, John?
I sure am. Can you hear me well?
Sure thing. I'm glad you called, by the way. I really am, because the pledge drive is important. I talked about it in the last hour for almost 10 minutes. it's needed.
It certainly is. Just to let people know, we don't have to tell them that the economy is really bad. You know, they recognize that. We were taking steps with the network, have been for, gosh, quite a few years to trim costs to the network, knowing full well, you know, the guests that we have on the National Intel Report, many shows that we have on the network, we got a pretty good idea of timelines and when things are happening and the current state and condition of things. And we always acted accordingly. Well, I was surprised by 2013 of how bad it really was getting. And I made a decision to try to fire up a business on the side outside of RBN to take those proceeds to feed the profit into the network. And we're in the process of doing that right now. But we need what is called the, I guess you could say, bridge support or bridge money until we get to that point. And we're asking folks to donate $100 to the network. We're fresh out of copper coins, by the way, but we do have the mugs and the T-shirts available for donations of $100 when. Mm-hmm. And if they would do that, that will help us get through this little thin spot on the ice so we can continue for another decade with programming on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're coming up on our 10th anniversary, and just when we're needed the most, we need to be there for the listeners. So we're asking the listeners to join us in our efforts to raise some money, to pay a few back bills, to keep this network on the air for Parker's Pathways, Natural, just pick a program on the network. Many people listen to varied programs. Some people listen to multiple programs on the network. Well, if you enjoy it, please pledge to keep that on the air. We would greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the what I was talking about the last hour is something that I took some time to talk about, is the fact that the people that are listening, sometimes, and I got nothing against the listeners, it's got to be taken in the correct way. You know, a lot of people get information, particularly you take from this show, they get a lot of information. But it's like getting the information and say, gee, I'm glad to get that, and they take it, it's like a little mouse that takes the cheese and goes back into their hole and hopes that, you know, they're interested, well, it affects me. They don't understand that the information that we give on this station is for people that are interconnected with that information to other things that pertain to them. Because I remember when I first started, when you first put me on air, I had a whole audience of truck drivers. And those people, you know, they're always driving and they're going to thing and they're working it through. And they used to sing the intro and do the whole thing. And they were just fabulous and they tell other people about it. And then I discover that they're still with me. But a lot of them don't drive trucks now because the government has made it hard for them to do that. Mm. But the whole thing is, it's telling, I'm not trying to put words into your mouth, and I think, but people should tell other people about the show and the fact that they can dedicate. How does that sound to you? And in other words, they need to tell other people that they need to have that dedication in order to be able to bring other people in.
Yeah, I think a lot of our attitudes, Wim, come from the idea that we're Americans and we're the land of plenty, and we already we had so many options to choose from that it was kind of like a natural birthright. And I noticed over the years, from the core audience of Republic Broadcasting, going back to the days of Republic Radio International, I won't say they're detached, or as your analogy is, the mouse with the cheese back in the hole, but it doesn't seem to be as attached, let's say. And I've noticed that over the years. And how do you induce people to be loyal or to support or to defend or stand by is not an exercise that they'll tell you in coaching. If, say, a football player has some talent, he may know how to run a ball or to run and catch a ball or defend a pass or do whatever. But there are certain things that a talented football player, a coach, cannot coach. And in this kind of circumstance, this is a sort of thing, kind of like a togetherness that you can't demand, you can't ask for. Mm-hmm. It's either there or it's not.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it you have to have the will to want to have the information or to be there, because the people are everything, and to be able to have that knowledge, you know, to work it through. But the question, you've hit upon the fact of the economy and where that is. And I look at it this way. You have in Beverly Hills doctors that are charging $350 a patient to fill out the forms for Obamacare. Now, if you look at it that you're paying a pledge drive to RBN to get six times the amount of information that may help you fill those forms out, that's another story, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying? The doctors today, and they think they have to pay an $18,000 fine if they don't learn the computer and how to put the codes in, and so they can conform to the government's regimen and parameters. But what we're setting, we're mentors. I mean, my God, if you look at the information that flows on RBN and the process, I know it is for my show. I'm not the greatest, you know, I'm not saying that's it. I'm saying the process, for $25 to the $100 of the rest of it, you're probably saving hundreds of dollars down the line. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
We have prepared and we have equipped, so to speak, many, 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 many people. I've had conversations, emails, phone conversations over the years that people said that by listening to your network, it transformed my life. It
absolutely.
I got
those emails too. I've got them. I've got them by every show. I got people that say, yeah, God bless you. I got tears in my eyes listening to your show, and then thank goodness, and I'm going to keep listening. You know? And the thing is, I feel so grateful to have listeners like that. And I'm grateful to you, John, because the idea of having the station and to be able to have it, you take the Liberty people that want to buy Cyrus. They're a $35 billion bid to buy Cyrus, okay? Because they want to have the drive market. And the whole thing comes down to the fact they can't even, the $35 billion bid for the other stations on the drive is not, they're saying their stock should not be $3 a share, it should be $6 a share. So I'm saying that, in fact, I'm listening to the thing, I know those people, and the thing comes down to the fact this station has far more going on than that drive crowd in the terms of the thing and Liberty. Believe me.
I would agree. The main thrust of this network has always been involvement, bring people closer together, to inform them, not to tell them what to do or how to do it, but impart enough knowledge that
we're mentors.
We can use the information and use our brains that God gave us.
Absolutely.
To clear out some cobwebs, to set the table, so to speak, so you can sit down and enjoy. It's hard enough in life as it is when there are always some things that will happen, personal tragedies. Life is good, but life sometimes can be trying. What's going on in the world today?
Message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching?
Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hello, everybody. Yes, indeed. This is Parker Pathways, and we still have John Stadmiller on air. And go ahead, John. You have important things to say.
Yeah, Wynn, I just want to emphasize that we have been doing this pledge drive now for roughly 3.5, almost 4 weeks. And it was a lousy time to do it around Christmas and the economic conditions that we're in. And we all recognize that. But timing is, they say, everything. Well, in situations such as this, you know, to be a radio network, you have to pay bills, you have to pay, or they don't let you play on air. So at any rate, there are fixed costs to the network, and we just know that we've got to drum up some money here fairly quickly. And I'm going to let people know how they can do it. They can do it a couple of different ways. You can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and right at the top, you'll see a rotating banner that says RBN Pledge Drive Continue. If you click on that, that will take you to a page that will give you the address. There's PayPal on there. You can make donations by way of PayPal. And the address, folks, you want to send a check or money order. That's fine. Some people don't even like dealing with banks or money orders, and they like to send cash. Some people will take money and stick it in aluminum foil, which you've always told them to do. Keep the prying eyes of the postal workers out of your business. God knows, the NSA might start opening up your mail next week. Who knows? But the address to the network is Republic Broadcasting Network. You can just simply write RBN. And the physical address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite number 302, Round Rock. Round Rock is two words, folks. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can make a donation by PayPal. There's a link there. You just click where it says click link here. That'll take you to the PayPal page. Or you can give us a call. And we had some phones forwarded from the network to Sandra, my wife, and myself. And that number is 877-605-9200. That's a toll-free number, 877-605-9200. Or if you prefer, the guy up there that's running the show today, Craig, he can take calls up there as well. So if you call the 877-605-9200, it's busy. You can dial 800-724-2719. And he'll be able to pick up there, and he'll take the donations throughout his shift.
That's great. That's great. Is there anything that you would like to add to this? Because it's very important. Is there anything else that you want to add?
No, it's I don't want to take up. You only have a show a week. You're on for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You only have one show, so I don't want to eat up any more of your time. But
no, I'm glad you came on, and
yeah.
I am. And the next topic I was going to cover is unnatural killer cells for cancer metastasis. And I was thinking to myself, why? You know, they ought to equate in science now. They're developing networks that are used in science for use in economics. And these are new models that they have for things. And I was thinking to myself, you know, it's like people out here in terms of the things, you wonder if they want to know. And, but, you know, and what kind of network are they using to try to get the information to know?
Yeah.
And it just occurred to me, coming into my next cancer subject, that the idea of keeping the show on we're not talking about Parker Pathways, we're talking about the RBN, you know, and the whole umbrella. You really realize that a society can't function, like a cancer cell can't function, without these little tributaries of blood flows to the tumor to keep it growing. And it occurred to me, you know, I think the government's trying to shut talk off. You know?
Well, eventually, by way of economy, they're going to shut everybody off.
yeah, they are. Yeah,
I started to say before we went to break, you know, some guy was joking the other day, and he meant it only as a joke. He says, I look at it this way. He says, I'll make my monthly donations. He says, you guys are informing me. He says, but when you're no longer there, he says, if you're properly supported, he says, you'll be like the canary in the coal mine. If we don't hear from you, it's time to grab our stuff.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're absolutely
yeah.
right. It's like, and it's a formation of things, and to get the right network. Listen, John, thank you immensely for coming on. I appreciate it. It's in every way. And by the way, the crosstalk with us on air, I think is precious. And I hope one day you won't mind me calling your show.
Absolutely.
And giving you a low, as long as I'm, you never know, you know.
I understand perfectly what you're saying, sir.
Yeah. Listen, all John, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling, really.
Thank you, Dr. Wynn Parker. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. We're lucky to have you. We're on air, and that was John Stedmiller. And if you want any further information on the pledge drive that we're going to do, you just have go to email kwati@sbcglobal.net, and I'll repeat a lot of things for you and guide you to the banner, which you can go on the homepage of RBN. And we'll do everything we can to help you. and put a pledge in for the station, and John's always held it, and he's a good man. I want to carry through what the next topic was. Excuse me. It's called unnatural. It's the unnatural killer cells that stop these cancer metastases. There has a. I was going to talk about the new studies that are coming out in the blood flow sequence. In other words, the mathematical network substance of blood flow to the tumor. And the blood flow to the tumor is necessary for the tumor to grow. And I can remember when I first started in cancer research, I was working on lymphosarcomas, and we're talking about the fact that you had to have a blood flow to be able to work it through. In other words, that tumor was growing onto that, and then after a while, the tumor has a way of encapsulating itself, and then you've got, and then you've got deterioration of the tumor itself, which you can see. But the experiment of the animal, the fact they still have the tumor, and that's the basis of it, because the blood flow is selective, and this brings it to the fact of the full circle. In other words, we're now in 2014, and it's being found out that the white cells, when they move through the bloodstream, they have the process of circulation by sticking or rolling on the blood vessel wall by adhesing. In other words, they stick to the wall molecule, and this is caused by a substance that's been determined at Cornell University called E-selectin. And this selectin molecule has a target of interest to cause the blood flow to the tumor to metastasize or to grow, in other words, based upon what signal has been in the memory of the white cell and the tumor cell that's going through similar mechanisms within the body. Now, if you were to take that information and you could put it through and find out what the basic reference was for the white cell to have that signal, you would be going all the way back to what we exposed in the water. Now, if you go to the homepage of RBN and type in chloramine, you'll have the chloramine caused cough flow damage, which I wrote, and you'll see the framework by which it's now being figured that not only are we getting the trigger mechanisms through the chemicals within the white cell in the drinking water, but we're also getting it within the framework of the virus that's transferring the signal for the tumor. So, because of time, we'll cover this next time. We're going to have a break, and we're going to come back, and a couple things I want to cover very quickly. And we're going to talk about an interview on the guy that killed Bigfoot.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to get this in because I was going to use it in terms of law. We're talking about cancer cells and the process of the life itself, and I have two separate events that I want to tell you about. There's a fellow who said that that he killed Bigfoot. Bigfoot is something that people have seen in the forest and the rest of it, that there might be an existence out there. And people have been looking for Bigfoot for a long time. And the first interview with this fellow was that he had shot Bigfoot and also a baby Bigfoot, and then he had buried their bodies. That was the first interview. Then there's a second interview, which is more recent, that he had killed Bigfoot, that he had used a 20-odd shotgun, and he had enticed Bigfoot by using pork ribs with his secret sauce, and that actually Bigfoot is being analyzed by a university for their DNA, and that he has investors, and the process of these investors are that they want to make pharmaceuticals from Bigfoot. That's the latest interview. And, of course, this has been all over the news. So, of course, I have a private problem with the guy shooting something of that form as a hominis. But if we talk about human life in terms of the definition of the carbon footprint within the electronic medical record, and I have been so instrumental in being able to just have my little part of being able to challenge this on the bigger scale of the death panel, and the process based upon the definition of human life. But the fact is that the value of human life has a certain word, you know, on an amount, according to the Davos, Switzerland recent meeting. And, of course, you have a certain value placed on human life. Now, I'm saying to myself, okay, if you were to shoot Bigfoot, let's say you don't know what a Bigfoot is, and the fact of it is the process, you could be the a subspecies of the human, you could be charged for murder. See, in other words, this is going to come up. I got one of the courts sent me an outline of what might be possible as a special master expert witness on blood flow, and I have to answer them this week. It's going to be a Bigfoot case. And I'm thinking about this in versus of the fact of human life defined. I'm putting it to you. Something for you to think about for next week for our show, for you to think on that. What value will you place on the humanoid versus the human? But the fact that, that somebody would shoot something on that level and walk around saying that they've done it. I mean, it's just something for you to think about. You take the other event where you have an executive order 1360 by the President of the United States to sign a selective service policy where you can have an injunction of the armed forces to impose a draft with the Department of Labor for Obama's private army, which hasn't been kept a secret, the fact that he's, you know, determined that in his connection with FEMA and what is being done there to train people. But in the executive order, the process of the development of induction into the fact of an armed services with the specific intent of certain targets. I ask you in the terms of this, if you took these two events, and even though they look apart, they're really a societal togetherness in terms of thinking about human life itself. In other words, you have, let's say, in Homeland Security, you have people of the Muslim Brotherhood can pass through the airport without a TSA airport survey. Or let's say that you have the process of Executive Order 1360 be placed upon the fact of being able to say only certain things about it. That's in there. So let's say that the interview for the person that killed Bigfoot is basically saying, well, I killed him in the thing, I buried him. The second interview says, no, I got him in the university and I have investors and I attracted him. If you were in, as an expert witness, if I were to go to court, in terms of the fact that in my expert witness on the process of, we don't know what the process of blood flow is in Bigfoot, but we know that it's a live biped, which is ambulatory and has life, and by the admissions of this person saying, well, they kill the baby, and they procreate. So now I place this at the feet of public opinion. If you have the process of being able to change, let's just say hypothetically, that you're changing the hominous gene pool by another species, how can you justify the process of the case of Doe versus Wade protests, which are talking about the process of the development of the acceptance of Doe versus Wade to control the abortion argument in terms of having abortions. 54, 55 million abortions in the world, in the United States. in the world, it runs about 300 and some million. They expect, you know, that's the rough figure. But by the International Monetary Fund. And I ask you, why, Davos, did they have at the International Monetary Fund the number of people that they figure have been aborted? When you take the fellow that said that killed Bigfoot can walk around freely on television shows on various formations, I think he was even on Fox, and bragging about it. So you see our values in terms of the process of how we prioritize a concept is what we need to take umbrage with and understand why are we making that decision. You take the Sundance Film Festival. They had people who were asking movie stars about Benghazi, and they say, well, Benghazi is just a past thing. There's no better thing. So Robert Redford, he calls up the media in the process of there and says, you can only ask these people about things that have to do with the movies. You know, only movie questions. You can't ask questions about that. Or you have, you know, the governor of New York saying what he did. You know, anybody that's a conservative and the fact that they feel the way they do, you know, or they're anti-gay or whatever it is, they don't belong in the state. Yet the same state sends out brochures to the Economic Development Council, to medical people as myself, who would want me to go to New York not to pay taxes for 10 years in order to set up a biochemical research laboratory with the Mayo Clinic, which has moved to New York and is very close to ground zero where 9/11 occurred. And Mayo Clinic has got a very advanced hospital there in terms of the research system, and they're trying to entice. At the same time, you look at the disclaimers of what kind of work you can do within the term of discovery, and this brings me back to the second hour, on innovation, and the process of the team approach rather than the individual approach for innovation and determination of life, which is part of the sequence that New York sends out. And at the same time, you're going into a state that says, well, we're going to tell you how to talk. We're going to tell you how to research. No taxes for 10 years, but you do what I say. Or the Sundance Festival says, you can ask questions, but only about, you know, the films. Or Executive Order 1360. You can be selective in terms of this, but you've got to be able to fire on your own people. Something for you to think about. I want to thank the producer and RBN and John Stadmiller for being on. And I want to give a happy birthday to Mark, a real trooper. And, of course, to our little boy Knox from Kakani Syndrome, who we interviewed parents in the movie Love Has Wings last week. I want all the proofs into the audience. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on Parker Pathways.